The Duval County School District says its graduation rate will likely tumble next year if the State Board of Education approves proposed new requirements. District staff are asking the public to join its opposition to the more rigorous standards. To get public school diplomas, Florida teens must pass two tests, the Florida State Assessment in Reading and the end-of-course exam in Algebra 1. If they don't, they can score well on the verbal section of the SAT or ACT and get a math score from a test called the PERT exam. A state proposal would make it harder to pass, though, says Duval testing director Kelly Coker Daniel. For one, the minimum reading and writing SAT score would go from a 430 to a 480.
That level of reading on the SAT is truly college-level reading. And what the state requires is that students demonstrate reading on the 10th grade FSA.
The state also wants to use SAT or ACT math scores and eliminate the PERT exam altogether after a University of Nebraska analysis found the test to be too easy. Coker Daniel says the district has applied the proposed standards to the last two graduating classes.
And in one year, we saw a decrease of the district graduation rate of 7.7%. And then one year, it was 11.3% of a decrease.
And the drop was even greater among African-American students, meaning schools like Ed White, Rebalt, and Westside could see something like 15% graduation rate plunges. School board member Becky Couch says if the state makes the changes, they should at least be phased in, not affecting incoming seniors who have been told they're on track.
So it's kind of moving the finish line while you're in the race.
The Board of Education could vote on the new rules next month. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.